if even you driving around doing your deliveries right now, or if you're in sales, you got a client meeting coming up.
Good morning, brothers.
But everything that's going on here, today at 4 on ESPN 620 AM, you've got game 3 of a 4-game series in which the Diamondbacks are trying to sweep a team that was in first place when they got there and isn't anymore. So you got that with the D-backs. The Cardinals are on the clock, and they don't have Patrick Peterson on the on-field portion of off-season workouts. And okay, what's going on there? There's a story. Kyler Murray scheduled to be in Nashville right now as part of a charitable food box stuffing event in which you're trying to help out charities, and he doesn't show up. We don't know why. It could be as innocuous as I had a travel snafu, or it could be he just blew it off. We don't know. So you got that going on. At 10 o'clock this morning, when the Doug and Wolf show ends, we're going to Nashville first for the Burns and Gambo show.
All right, cool.
But then for Bickley and Murata. But then Bickley and Murata are throwing it back from Nashville to downtown, because we're going to carry live the James Jones press conference.
Oh, okay.
So this is all going on all at the same time right now.
Well, you know what? Honestly, what has also been going on this morning, we've just been making phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, to legends of the game. We've been making phone calls to people that are out there, right? People that are local, people that are national, because I'm tired of Doug Lease's opinion on what the Arizona Cardinals should do with the number one pick overall. I'm tired with Paul's opinion as to what they should do with the number one pick overall. I'm tired of my opinion, most of all, as to what the Arizona Cardinals should do number one overall with that first overall pick. So, what do you say, ladies and gentlemen? We continue. Let's call an old teammate of mine, a guy that I absolutely loved, a guy that was one of the most talented individuals I ever played with. What do you say we call Eric Metcalf? Eric Metcalf. What do you say? Let's call him now.
Hello?
Mo, it's Wolf.
Hey, what's up?
Maurice!
I can't believe
the gangster works. Of love! It's the Doug and Wolf Show. Good morning. You're live on the air, big guy. Are you okay with that?
Yes, sir.
So, Mo, people want to know, why do people call you Mo when your name is Eric?
People don't call me Mo. You call me Mo.
Because you're the gangster of love. That's why, Maurice.
And people probably don't know what that means, gangster of love and all that. But, you know, there's some hidden things up in there that we don't need to talk about.
You got that right, brother.
Well, Eric, here's what we're doing. And it's been uncomfortable for me. I can't believe this is working. But Wolf is just calling arbitrary people. We had the sheriff on today. We had the attorney general on today. He's called old teammates, Vice Ikahima, Otis Anderson, and he wanted to call you for one thing.
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
Eric Metcalf with the number one pick in the 2019 NFL draft. The Arizona Cardinals should do what?
I think they select Kyler Murray. And it has nothing to do with what I feel about Josh Rosen, because he's a good player and I've always liked him. But I think Kyler Murray fits what Cliff Kingsbury is trying to do with his offense and what he's always done, like at A&M, at Texas Tech, and what have you. So if you have the opportunity to get the quarterback who best fits your offense, I think you go ahead and take it.
You know what, Mo? Love and respect, dude. Thank you so much for your thoughts. I'll call you down the road, okay?
Hey, you do that.
All right, brother.
There's former teammate Eric Metcalf on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. You can go to Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti for your next new or pre-owned car. So former players, Vice Ikahima, Otis Anderson, Eric Metcalf, all go with Kyler Murray. Shane Doan, Coyotes captain, keep Rosen, draft either of the pass rushing ends.
There you go.
Bosa or Allen. Mark Brnovich, the attorney general, just straight down Nick Bosa.
Yes.
The funniest one was Kirk Ferentz, the head coach of Iowa, who said trade down and draft an Iowa tight end for Josh Rosen.
Right, right. Oh, this is That is so good right there. I haven't talked to Eric Metcalf in such a long time, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite teammates. I just want to say this quickly. Here's a guy. This is how talented. Remember, Eric Metcalf actually played for the Cardinals one season, right? And a guy that I played with in Cleveland. That's where I really got to know him. But you're talking about a guy whose dad, Terry Metcalf, was a legend with the Arizona Cardinals. Terry Metcalf, do you remember? Mm-hmm. Number 21, he was with the St. Louis Cardinals, I should say, not the Arizona Cardinals. But I just to talk to him, and here's a quick story. The first year that I played for the Cleveland Browns was 1992. I show up there. There's no Eric Metcalf. Eric Metcalf holds out all of training camp, Basinonians, and then signs 3 days before we open the season. 3 days against the Oakland Raiders. And in Oakland, guess what he does? He scores 5 touchdowns. That's how good on 3 days of practice, he scored 5 touchdowns against the Raiders. Unbelievable talent.
I know you aren't trying to live your life to impress me.
Yeah.
But Kirk Ferentz was pretty impressive.
You love Kirk Ferentz.
I did. I mean,
you love college coaches.
I love college coaches. So you've got 45 minutes left, but you still have Paul's call. So you've really got 30 minutes left.
Okay.
Produce another college coach. Because they're the ones that have seen these quarterbacks and know, all right?
Okay, well, I've got the number, but...
You produce another one, and then what we'll do is next time you have an idea that all of us hate,
yes,
we'll just stand out of the way.
Okay.
Because this has worked.
Well...
I've gotten text. I won't say who, but I got a text from one guy. I'll throw him under the bus. Kyle Dodd of ASU. Oh. Says, well, hey, where's my call?
I know. Where is it? Why not? Get him on the line.
I don't want some Southern California guy, bandwagon Rams fan or Chargers fans or whatever he is this week.
At least it's not your opinion. It's not your opinion anymore, and it certainly isn't mine. Get Kyle Dodd on.
Join Burns and Gambo along with Wolf and Max Starks tomorrow from the Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe for our Arizona Sports Draft Extravaganza. The party kicks off at 2, and we'll take you through the entire first round of the draft. Enjoy food and drink specials and courtesy of Four Peaks all night long, along with your chance to win Arizona Cardinals tickets, plus autographed Cardinals gear. Visit the events page at ArizonaSports.com.
And we're still working through it. It's a process, but I wouldn't say the hay is in the barn.
So when's the process over? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much is going on today. Again, 10 o'clock, Bickley and Murata, live from Nashville. And then they throw it to the arena because James Jones will have his press conference, and you'll hear that live to discuss the firing of Igor Kokoschkov and what's next for the Phoenix Suns. We haven't even had much of a chance to talk about the D-backs having an above 500 three-city road trip so far. They take on the Cubs this weekend. So I want to give them a free plug. Go to dbacks.com for your tickets. And of course, I'm a nut job for the Game 7 last night. So there's still so much stuff tough on the table. And then you have Patrick Peterson not showing up for training camp. But yeah. Rosen is at OTAs.
Yeah, 13-11 for the Diamondbacks right now. 2 games above 500, right? 6-2 on this brutal 10-game road trip. Brutal. That, to me, is stunning. So much more on this as the week unfolds.
Well, Wolf has had this idea all day today of arbitrarily calling people out of the blue.
Yep.
We've had former teammates. We've had actual politicians and public servants, Mark Brnovich and Paul Penzone. Yep. We even went hockey once with Shane Doan, who said, keep Rosen and go after one of the ends. He didn't care which one, Bosa or Allen.
You know what? Right now, Douglas, you just mentioned it. Hockey. Let's go hockey again. Let's just call. Bring up Tyson Nash. Let's call Tyson Nash right now and get his opinion on this, shall we?
You even checked in? I mean, how do you know?
Friend of the program. Nash was going to answer the phone.
Hello? Tyson Nash here.
Nasher. Hey, it's Doug and Wolf. How you doing, buddy?
I can't believe he answered.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Where are you? Are you here right now? Are you here in the basin? Or where are you?
I am. I'm actually at the gym, suns out, guns out. So I'm working on the biceps, boys.
Dude, you know what? We've just been calling people randomly this morning, and we've got a question we want to ask you, okay?
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
Tyson Nash, color analyst of your Arizona Coyotes on Fox Sports Arizona. You are in charge of the Arizona Cardinals. And with the first pick in the 2019 draft, declare, what would you do?
Oh, man. Boys, this is a little early in the morning for this question. But if you're asking me, you know what I do first?
What's that?
Obviously, there's a lot of talk about Rosen and about Murray. But I go, as the GM, I don't think enough GMs do it in every sport. They don't do it enough. I go to Larry Fitzgerald and I say, tell me, what do we have in Rosen? Is he the real deal? Can we win with this guy? Is he going to be good? I mean, I know he's young. The whole team was terrible last year, but can he be the guy? And I get the answer from Larry Fitzgerald. Personally, I think they go with Murray. I'm not sure. I'm a huge Rosen fan, but I would pick Murray in the first round if it were me, but I'd first go to Larry
Fitzgerald. Look at you. You're such an analyst, Nash.
Wow. Tyson, in your whole career, did any front office member ever ask you what the team should do?
No. Oh. No. I mean, that's no surprise. But let's be honest. I mean, you guys know pro sports. I mean, how do GMs not go to guys like a Shane Doan,
right?
A guy that has no ego. He's got only the team's best interests at heart. You know, he's got no game plan himself. So he's going to give you the honest answer. He wants to win more than anybody. Larry Fitzgerald is that guy for the Cardinals. That's who I go to. I just personally don't think enough GMs do it.
Man, that's a solid opinion. Thanks for the call. Or I guess we called you.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for taking the call at the gym, Tyson.
Nasher, we'll talk to you down the road, bro.
Sounds good, boys. Okay, see you, fellas.
There's Tyson Nash joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti, declaring that he says, as a fan, he says, I want Kyler Murray. But as an athlete who knows when you've got an egoless player in the locker room, go to him. He says, ask Larry Fitzgerald if he thinks you can win with Josh Rosen. What is he like in the locker? What do the real players on the team think? And let that determine Kyler Murray or keep Josh Rosen.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's amazing to me, right? But the Kyler Murray remorse. There is Kyler Murray remorse. It's not just the Kyler Murray fatigue and talking about Kyler Murray, Kyler Murray, Kyler Murray. It's also the remorse that comes with it, the thought of possibly not actually being able to draft Kyler Murray and suddenly turns in to Russell Wilson. That to me is a scary, scary thing.
Well, maybe that's why Cliff Kingsbury said yesterday.
I mean, we're still working through it. It's a process, but I wouldn't say the hay is in the barn.
We had Phil Savage on. Now, Phil Savage, general manager of the Hotshots, the recently defunct Alliance of American Football team that played at Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah.
He's actually run an NFL draft before. He ran one with the Cleveland Browns, and he was their general manager. And even though that sounds made up, that the Cardinals don't know what they're going to do, guess what he said?
You know, I tend to think that they really are not 100% sure of what's going to happen. I do believe they are going to field some calls about that number one choice overall. I tweeted one day last week that I felt like that a team might be willing to move up to that number one spot if they felt like one of those defensive players was clearly head and shoulders above everyone else. In other words, if you wanted the choice of the defensive players, you could go up there, and the Cardinals might be willing to make the deal because they're not going to be able to command a king's ransom for the number one choice this year because it's not a universal consensus that Kyler Murray's worth going up there to get.
See, I just honestly, I think this has been orchestrated from the very beginning for the most part, right? Knowing that Kyler Murray is the Heisman Trophy winner and what an explosive offensive player he is, the most explosive offensive player in college football last year. To be able to take him and wave him around, he was the bright, shiny object in this draft. And yet, Why not do it? Why not keep all your options open and wave Kyler Murray around? And maybe you're just going to draft Kyler Murray. Maybe you are if you don't get offered what it is that you think would be worth trading out of that number one spot. You draft Kyler Murray. Or if you go ahead and you get the offer that you wanted, whatever that may be and whenever that may be, meaning right up till tomorrow, you get the offer suddenly, go ahead, trade down, go with Josh Rosen. In other words, whatever you get that is a better deal, go with that. Whether it's Josh Rosen or Kyler Murray, you're going to go. It makes perfect sense to me.
Or were they all in on Kyler Murray until Josh Rosen walked into the building? And suddenly Cliff Kingsbury said, you know what? We can win with this guy.
That's a whole different level.
It's a huge talking point. Is there any chance the actions of Josh Rosen have led the Cardinals to Quinnen Williams? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Less than 30 minutes away before we go live to NFL Draft Headquarters with Bickley and Murata live in Nashville. They'll say hi to you,
yeah,
and then basically throw it back to the arena downtown in which the Suns and James Jones will have his press conference to discuss the firing of Igor Kokoschkov, the assistant coaches, and then the future of the Phoenix Suns.
One of the weirdest firings of all time.
We also have
based
continuing
on the timing.
Yeah, I just would call that stepping on your partner in the business. We also have
done, I imagine,
going to OTAs in which off-season on-field workouts started on Tuesday, and we'll get the latest on whether or not Patrick Peterson is there. And then there was a somewhat breaking story of Kyler Murray not attending an event in which he was supposed to be there for charity today, but we don't know if that was just a communications mishap or what. But out of the 21 players that are supposed to be there, 20 showed up, and Kyler Murray did not.
That's incredible.
That's everything that's going on so far today.
Yeah, not only that.
And oh, by the way, the D-backs still trying to get a sweep in Pittsburgh.
What have we done, ladies and gentlemen, all day long? We've just gone ahead and called Basin residents, right? Guys that are celebrities. I think you would call them celebrities, ladies and gentlemen, whether they're here locally or nationally, certainly.
You're batting 1,000 on this. You're really going to try again?
I mean, Jay Billis. We talked to Jay Billis. I'm tired of my opinion in regard to what the Cardinals should do with the number one pick. I'm tired of Doug Lease's opinion as to what the Arizona Cardinals should do with the number one pick. And I'm certainly tired of Paul's opinion as to what the
You mean Paul Calvisi, not Paul Penzone, because you called him.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yes. But to me right now, we've got to call Tom Chambers. How about that?
Why Tom?
We haven't called him yet. Let's call Tom. He should be awake by now.
He's not picking up.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom, is that you?
That is me.
How you doing, man? You're live on the air right now, Tommy, so just be cool with this. Are you all right with that?
Okay. Yeah, no, I was listening. I'm worried about
Wow, that's impressive that you were listening and still got the call. We've actually got texts from people that have been complaining that they didn't get the call. So congratulations on making Wolf's list. All right.
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
Tom Chambers, Suns Ring of Honor member and the, I'll say, color analyst of halftime and pregame and postgame on Fox Sports Arizona with Tom Leander. It's time for you to declare, what should the Cardinals do with the first pick in the NFL draft?
I'm going to pick that one guy who didn't show up in the meeting today. That Kyler Murray guy.
Man.
You like Kyler Murray. You think he's dynamic. You think he's going to be a franchise guy. You think he's going to be Russell Wilson.
Well, I love his arm. He's got a cannon. I love the way he carries himself. I mean, I just love everything about the guy. He's so exciting to watch play the game of football, and I just don't see there's any way you can pass on a guy like that.
And then, of course, one more question. Today at 10 o'clock at the press conference, will they be announcing you as the head coach of the Phoenix Suns?
No, they will not. Okay. And they didn't even consult with me, which really hurts my one feeling, you know. I just would expect after, you know, 30 years or 40 or however long I've been in the organization, they just call me and ask me for my opinion, you know. But I guess I'm too opinionated, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, right. Tommy, you're the best, man.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
There's Tom Chambers joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. As TC says two things. One, why don't you call me for my opinion? I bet there's a lot of Suns fans that are saying, yeah, that's a good idea. And now we have another Kyler Murray vote. It is barely the majority, but it is the majority to draft Kyler Murray. Your teammates, Vysik Ahima, Otis Anderson, Eric Metcalf, all went with Kyler Murray. Paul Penzone, Sheriff, went with Quinnen Williams. Jay Billis did not take a stand.
Yes.
He said Kyler or Keenan Williams. He got a little confused.
I could expect that out of Mark Brnovich, but not that, Jay.
The best answer has been, of all people to call, the Iowa head coach. Wolf called Kirk Ferentz today, and the head coach of Iowa said Steve Keim should trade down and draft one of the Iowa tight ends.
There you go. Well done, coach.
They will get. I do want to ask Kirk, how did you guys not dominate the Big Ten? If you've got two first-round offensive weapons,
yes.
When that's what it looks like for Iowa.
You know what's interesting? Mark Grace, of course, based on Gracie, he and I are probably in line on this thing right here. We actually believe the same thing, that the Cardinals, if in fact they can do it, if they can trade down, right, and collect some picks and stick with Josh Rosen, that's what I would like to see them do. But I will admit, there's a huge bit of Kyler Murray fatigue and remorse that comes with that.
The one question that I don't think we'll ever have answered, was Kyler Murray the guy until offseason workouts started?
Mm.
What did Josh Rosen do, or could he have done something to impress the Cardinals? And we asked Phil Savage that question, and he is the former general manager of the Browns. He gave a crazy idea, trade down and draft Kyler Murray. This was kind of a shock this morning.
Is I think because Rosen has probably at least intrigued Cliff Kingsbury enough for them to say, well, you know what, let's see what kind of trade offers we can get. So maybe the 4 spot with Oakland or the 5 spot with Tampa and still get Kyler Murray. And at that point, then we can really start to shop Rosen. And if Murray goes, we've still got Rosen in our pocket. We're going to get a top defensive player. And life moves on, and we can spin it any way we want.
He is actually of the nature that the roster is so depleted. Trade down, even at a price lower than you normally get for the number one pick. And if Kyler is still on the board, you win, get your guy, and you've helped out by getting more picks. And if he's not, Josh Rosen has probably done enough for you to feel good. And as long as you're staying in his mind the top 5,
yeah,
you're still getting a top-notch defensive player. Boy, and something else.
Yeah, what a gamble that would be, though, right? And the one thing I don't like about that scenario is that makes San Francisco, and this is something you've been saying for a long time, that puts them in the catbird
seat. Yes, it does.
When it comes to Kyler Murray. And now everyone, you could see somebody else move up to number one because they love Quinnen Williams or because they love Nick Bosa, whatever it may be. I can see that. Totally. Get it. Totally understand it. But then all of a sudden you've got San Francisco sitting in the catbird seat.
It would. You're exactly right if somebody didn't make that trade with the Cardinals to draft Kyler Murray.
Yes.
But I would assume that's the one thing that was interesting about what Phil said. No one still knows. And there's still disagreement who the best player in this draft is. I mean, Peter King said most boards are saying Quinnen Williams.
I would believe that.
But not an overall dramatic consensus. There's still a lot of Bosa's, a lot of Allen's, and even some
just
with Kyler Murray.
Many good football players in this draft, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and yet we really haven't talked about it all because of Kyler Murray.
Don't forget everything that's going on. 10 o'clock, we go live to Nashville, where Bickley and Murata are, and then after they say hi, they're going to throw it to the arena downtown. We'll have live coverage of the press conference today with the Phoenix Suns, in which James Jones discusses why they made the decision to fire Igor Kokoschkov, and you still have Diamondbacks trying to get the sweep with the Pirates today and tomorrow. That'll be at 4 o'clock on ESPN 620. Coming up next, Pulse Call is going to try to move up in the draft on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. Stop into one of their 20 Valley locations or online at brooklynbetting.com. Brooklyn Betting, helping you sleep better.
Hey, it's your call, man.
Oh, no.
It's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
Well, here we are, gentlemen. This is the week.
See you in Pittsburgh. Can't wait.
Talk of the town. Big, big buzz.
You guys, it's Avengers week. That's right.
Wait, what? Avengers?
I don't care.
Who's this Avenger guy? I mean, I got my draft list here. But
Bears jumping up and down, Paul.
Some no-name receiver from your Mac or something, Doug?
Avengers Endgame out Thursday night.
Thursday night? He's a first-round pick? This Avenger guy is going to come out Thursday night? I mean, he's got game?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Avengers.
The cast of the Avengers got their hands and feet dipped in cement in front of the Chinese theater Tuesday in Hollywood.
You mean he's got a posse? This Team Avenger guy is such an ego, he's already going Hollywood?
I'm kind of a big deal.
I mean, I'm not no way I'm drafting this Avengers guy and his posse.
Avengers Endgame is almost here, and I read that it could make over $1 billion weekend.
The first weekend.
Show me the money.
I mean, they're telling me in my ear it's a movie.
Don't leave your seat.
There is not one single scene that you should miss from this movie.
Really?
So please do not go to the restroom. Don't go buy popcorn.
I see. I mean, with Wolf's prostate, he's got no chance. He's got to make at least 3 pit stops.
That means staying put for 3 hours and 1 minute.
A 3 hour and 1 minute movie.
Ain't nobody
worry
got time
about
for
my prostate.
I mean, hey, baseball. Can you loan this 3-hour Avengers movie your pitch clock?
Today, Junior!
No stinking 3-hour movies on our watch.
What is the hold up?
Say $1 billion, Paul.
Yeah, we run the up tempo around here with the sawed off shotgun of sports.
Ah!
Sports takes and 37-foot game winners in the Blazers' direction.
And going for the win. A 3-pointer for the game.
Yeah! Oh, game winner, series winner, Damian Lillard, dagger.
Fire!
Gus Johnson-esque for 50 points in the box score.
I mean, that's a bad shot. I don't care what anybody says. That's a bad shot.
Oh, Paul George, a little salty, the old Cam Newton.
Yeah. I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Yeah. Who likes to lose? Yeah. You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
So Paul George says the shot went down. I'm not down with a shot selection.
But, hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot. We live with that.
By the way, Paulie, Damian Lillard is 8 of 12 from 30 feet plus this postseason.
Yeah, even better is he waved goodbye to the OKC bench.
Oh, yeah.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And then when he's asked about all the trash talk in this Blazers-Thunder series.
You know, there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of talk and all this stuff, and that was the last word. That was having the last word.
That was.
My series-winning triple OKC was the last word, capiche?
Hey, don't have me come down after you eat it, okay?
Only way it gets better is when this epic call of the triple is in Korean. Here we go. Okay, we don't have time for the entire
call. Somehow I believe he stepped on his partner, though, Paul.
Yeah, try and match this guy's energy. Put it that way. Here we go. Right.
Oh, no.
All the noise of the draft.
Stop the hammering!
Before you give some reckless opinion.
I am an expert.
I mean, remember, you might be held accountable.
Do you have some proof of this, or is this just a speculation on your part, or a generalization, or something you read on the internet?
That's right.
Okay, tough guy.
Yeah, that's right. Hit the button.
And now, mandatory.
Murray, the president of the Senior Bowl, longtime Seattle Seahawks scout, on the first pick overall.
The Arizona Cardinals select
Jim Nagy. What will the Cardinals do?
Well, they've kind of put themselves in a situation where it seems like they have to.
They have to.
Mandatory.
Murray, based on,
you know, just some of the dialogue in and around the combine, it would be really a shock at this point where we're at if it wasn't Kyler Murray on Thursday.
I see. Combine talk is put him in this. Come on. You were a longtime scout. What do you think?
I've never scouted a player like him. Just his skill set is so unique. So he's kind of the wild card in the thing. You slot him in at Arizona.
Dick. Oh, no.
And indeed, that was
Paul.
Another edition of Mandatory.
Murray.
Big finish.
And now it's time for another edition of
Kind of an early pick.
Gobbledygook dang.
We're on a clock here, Doug. Oh, things to make us say.
Gobbledygook dang.
We have a principal at a Houston high school.
Houston, we have a problem.
We need a dress code.
This underwear feels kind of sexy.
A new and improved high school dress code.
A high school dress code for parents.
The parents!
Gobbledygook!
The new principal at this Houston high school declares...
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Telling parents we're coming down hard on pajama bottoms, hair curlers, and...
Hey now!
Tops that show too much.
This dress code is for parents.
Yes, it is. So, Wolf, no more Zubas and tank tops over to the elementary school.
I'll be golden.
And no grousing and griping.
More than a few Madison parents are not happy.
What I wear should never be an issue.
Hey, you're there to drop off your kids. You're not there to be seen, okay?
I'll be gold dang.
I mean...
That's just unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
I'm telling you, that could be all the rage. Yeah, there are some places over in Paradise Valley you might want to get on board with that policy. Paul's goal.
Thank you, Paul.
Paul with a beat.
How did the show make you feel?
You're wearing that. Stay in your Range Rover.
Doug and Wolf's. It's all about the you. It's all about the you. Brought to you by Carol Royce. If you want to learn how to sell your house for top dollar, go to carolhasthebuyers.com.
My big takeaway is that ticking clock of Paul's.
That's right.
21 scheduled rookies to help feed the underprivileged. 20 showed up. Where was Kyler Murray?
Mandatory.
Murray.
Yeah, it was mandatory.
Marshawn Lynch.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Oh, beast mode. We salute you and your retirement.
You don't feel in beast mode. It feels you.
Is it real this time, Paul?
You know what? My big takeaway is resolution draweth nigh, does it not, Basinonians? Peace and strength.